Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings. And we want to know, when was the last time that you got kicked out of somewhere? Call us at 877-591-9696. So I got some kids kicked out of Wrigley Field. Oops.
See, the thing is, they must have done something pretty bad for them to actually get removed from the space.
Okay, maybe I'm just being like unk here, but let me explain the situation. Literally, I was uncle because my nieces were with me. But let me explain the situation, and shout out to Wrigley Field security, who was like on it. But what so my mom and my niece came into town. So two of my nieces actually were here, and my mom. We all went to the Cubs game on Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Go Cubs go, though. Boy, the losing streak of all losing streaks right now. That's not the point of this. So we're sitting up there. We're having a good time, like just enjoying the game. I'm sitting there next to my two-year-old daughter. My nieces are in the seats directly behind us.
Oh, okay. So same general area, but you guys didn't do the whole sitting in a straight line thing.
I bought three seats and three seats, like front and back. So instead of everybody sitting next to each other, so we could talk.
We could still
more.
Talk. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
It was very intentional. But behind them was this crew of eighth graders. And we knew they were eighth graders because they all had these sweaters that said class of 2026, but they were not high school kids. They're eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know they did that. Apparently they do.
Yeah, I don't think that that's actually how it works. You're not class of anything when you graduate from middle school.
Right, but they're making a thing out of all the things now.
You know what? Anything to sell merch. Continue. Yeah,
sure. Anyway, these kids, apparently one of my nieces, like these kids behind us, my nieces, by the way, they're young adults. They're 19, 20. Mm. They're like, these kids behind us are like throwing food and some of it is hitting us. Now, they weren't throwing food at us. There were some girls in the next, like across the aisle and like down a little bit further that I think they thought they were like hot or something.
They were trying to get their attention by throwing food at them.
And let me tell you, I don't have the most game in the world. That's not it.
No.
I didn't know that much.
You know what? If you politely ask for my number, I might give it to you. If you politely throw a hot dog at me at Wrigley Field, I'm going to throw it back.
Yeah, if you're throwing food, that's not going to get these girls' attention in the way that you want it to. Anyway, so my nieces keep getting caught in the crossfire of this thing.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. And so, you know, I get up and I'm all, which one? And I'm like pointing. I'm
huffing
like,
and puffing. Who's doing that?
And by the way, they're eighth graders, so I'm not even afraid of them. I'm like, which one of these kids, right?
You're not afraid of teenagers?
I'm afraid of anybody, of high schoolers.
Oh, but middle schoolers, you could take them.
Yeah, I could probably take three.
Sure.
Any more than that. Now, there were more than that, but I had to be tough. I had my daughter with me. I had my nieces. I had to be tough guy.
You have to be the man of the house.
Yeah, so I was like, which one? And so I went and I found one of the Cub security people, and she came over and she was like, oh, well, I got to see this in action. So she didn't say anything right away. She stood behind them.
Ooh.
And she saw them throwing food. And then was like, all right, strike three. You're out.
Whoa. Okay. So now she had a plan.
Yeah. She was like, I can't just you say that people are doing things and throw them out.
Right.
She's like, I got to see it. So she stood behind them. They didn't even know. I actually thought this was pretty brilliant. And she ended up throwing them out of Wrigley.
Wow. How did she do it? Was it just like she asked them to leave or she had to call in backup?
No, she just told them, you got to go. And they all looked shook after that, as they should have been.
Yeah. You're throwing food at people. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. 877-591-9696. When was the last time you got kicked out of a place? So maybe I'm a little bit unk, but I was also being an uncle because my nieces were getting caught in the crossfire here and getting hot dog buns and things thrown at them.
It's rude to throw things at people, period. You don't have to feel like unk for getting somebody kicked out for that.
Okay, all right, good.
You stand on business, Moog.
I would love to hear your story, though, because listen, when I was younger, I was stupid, too. I got kicked out of places.
I mean, yeah, I've been kicked out of clubs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But when was the last time that you got kicked out of a place and why? We want to hear the story, 877-591-9696, and we won't judge, maybe just a little tiny bit, but mostly we won't judge, all right?
Mostly we want the story.
Yeah, it's Mogan Carla Mornings. We are commercial-free on B96.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're world- World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show. Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
When was the last time you got kicked out of a place? 877-591-9696. Muriel in Wheaton. You got kicked out of Medieval Times?
I sure did.
What did you do?
Try to hop on the horse and take their sword or something? What'd you do?
Oh gosh, that would have been great, but no, I was with a guy I was dating, and we were celebrating one of his friend's 30th birthdays. We took a giant yellow school bus from the city to Medieval Times.
Yes,
and that's fun.
We pre-gamed, I think, a little too hard on this school bus, and we were all we were very drunk.
That's the thing about a pregame is that it's supposed to prepare you for the party, and sometimes we party too hard.
The pregame becomes the whole game.
So what rowdy thing were you doing that got you kicked out, though? You were just sloppy drunk, or what did you say?
Yeah, sloppy drunk and screaming obscenities at things, and their children. It's a children's place.
So we were
the children.
Muriel, you can acknowledge that there are children present, and you were those people.
Yes, we were.
You know what? No shame. When I was in my 20s, I used to have that problem. Like, I would always say the worst thing out
around
in public in front of my friends, and then look and there'd be a kid, and I'd be like, oh, God.
My bad. Wait, okay, I know that at Medieval Times, it can be known for having, like, really sexy nights and whatnot. Were you yelling obscenities at them?
You know, I don't even remember seeing the night. I'm not sure.
You were wasted. Yeah.
And you know what? At least you didn't get kicked out for life just for that night, right?
Yeah, just for that night. Just for that night. I've been back since, and definitely different without the drunk goggles on.
So. Yeah.
Definitely better when you can remember the show, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Well, thanks for that story, Muriel, and have a great day, okay?
Yes. Thank you as well.
All right, bye. Eddie in Ravenswood, part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. You got kicked out of a bar.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
I was telling Ahmad, this was about 15 years ago, but I was doing the math again. This was 18 years ago. I'm that old.
All right.
You know, Mo, like you and I in our 20s, kind of young, happy,
Eddie always tries to rope me into being 40 with him, and I'm not that yet.
No, you're 39, and you better claim those last couple months, Moog.
I am still in my 30s, my mid-30s, for like 3 more months.
Mid-30s is pushing, but yes.
Moog, September is coming.
All right.
Okay, so you're at the bar. What's going on?
I'm at the bar, 22 years old, getting sloppy drunk, not realizing what I'm doing. All of a sudden, I feel a tap on my shoulder. I think I'm still up and going about doing things. Apparently, I was falling asleep. So I got bounced right out of there.
Oh,
yeah,
that's not a good look when you're sleeping on the bar.
You were dreaming of all the shots you were going to take.
That's exactly what was happening.
So were you like face down on the bar, like you're sleeping in your history class kind of a thing?
I had one arm up trying to prop up my head on the bar.
You know what that reminds me of? You know those newborn baby photo shoots where they like prop their heads up on their little arms? That was Eddie in the bar.
I do know. Oh, Eddie. Well, you know what? Was that the last time you fell asleep at the bar?
That was definitely the last time 18 years ago. Now I just walk myself right out of there.
Yeah. There you go.
You know what? Yeah, I can appreciate that. Because you learn your limits, you know? By the way, Eddie has a shot waiting for me at Almost Home Bar in Wrigleyville. And I swear I'm going to get down there and take that shot of Malort soon.
I believe in you.
All right? Thank you, by the way, Eddie.
My pleasure. Take care, guys.
All right, talk to you later. Nikki. So Nikki's in Chicago. This is Six Flags and Gurney, yeah?
Yeah.
And you got booted out. What happened?
So, like, we went there with a group of my friends. It was for, like, our youth group or whatever. And it was the last day of Fright Fest.
Okay.
So we went, and, like, we first got there. And we got there early and everything like that. And I had an ice cream. And my friends kept trying to scare me. So then eventually an actor came up behind me and tried to scare me, and I thought it was one of my friends, so I punched him.
You punched one of their actors?
Not to put our hands on the actors.
Yeah.
So the rest of the night, they just followed us, and then at the end of the night, a few of the actors were like, oh, take a picture with us, and we went to go hug them or whatever. And security's like, all right, you guys are done. We can't have this no more. You're kicked out for the rest of the season. And it was like, we just looked at them, and we're like, it's the last day.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the last day of Fright Fest. You're done.
But I mean, you still got kicked out.
Yeah.
You punched one of the actors?
It was an accident. Like, I didn't think it was them.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's fair to a degree. You got to be careful just punching people.
I thought it was one of my friends.
Oh, yeah.
They kept trying to mess with me, so I was like, all right, fine. I'm done. You want to keep playing?
All right, yeah. you're grown now. When was the last time you punched somebody?
Probably about 5-6 years ago.
Oh, God. Everybody watch out for Nikki.
Yeah, fight or flight, and you are definitely fight.
Yeah. All right, Nikki, thank you for the story. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. So the diary is over. We read the whole thing.
I'm so sad.
Today, though, and if you'd like to join in on the conversation, 877-591-9696. We read somebody's diary for like 3 months here on B96.
Very invested.
Some 77, 78 entries or something like that. And it ended in sort of a cliffhanger. We didn't know if she was going to go with her new boyfriend, her ex-fiance, or nobody.
I mean, it ended as a cliffhanger. But not even on purpose. That's just like where she
lost
her
diary. Yeah. So now we would love to hear some, I don't know, we want some sort of conclusion or resolution. So,
theories.
877-591-9696. Let's create our own ending, huh?
Yeah. What do you think happened in the diary? Where do we think she is now?
Yeah. We want to hear whatever your speculation is. 877-591.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.